Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the heart of Washington, D.C., just steps from the White House, stands a hotel that has long been a haven for political elites, foreign dignitaries, and those drawn to the power corridors of the nation's capital. The Hay Adams Hotel, with its classic architecture and timeless elegance, offers visitors a taste of the old-world charm that once defined the city. But within its opulent walls, where history and luxury intertwine, there are whispers of something more. The Hay Adams, some say, is not just a sanctuary for the living, but also for those who have never left. The story of the Hay Adams Hotel begins in the late 19th century, long before the building we see today was erected. In this location stood two grand homes owned by two of Washington's most prominent figures. One of these homes belonged to John Hay, former U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents William McKinley and Theodore Roosevelt. The other to Henry Adams, a noted historian and the great-grandson of President John Adams and grandson of President John Quincy Adams. The two men, along with their families, formed the heart of an intellectual and social circle that drew some of the brightest minds of the era. Writers, thinkers, politicians, all gathering to discuss the pressing issues of the day. But it is not John Hay or Henry Adams who left the deepest mark on this storied place. It is a woman, one whose life ended in tragedy, and whose spirit, it is said, still lingers within the hotel's walls. Her name was Marion Clover Adams, the wife of Henry Adams. Clover was a gifted photographer, an intelligent and engaging socialite, beloved by those who knew her. But beneath the surface, she struggled with deep emotional turmoil. In December of 1885, Clover took her own life, succumbing to a profound depression that had gripped her in her final years. She drank a vial of potassium cyanide, a chemical she had been using in her photography work, ending her life at the age of 42. Clover's death devastated Henry Adams. For the rest of his life, he remained haunted by her loss. And though he never publicly spoke of his grief, his actions revealed the depth of his sorrow. He commissioned the famous Adams Memorial, a haunting bronze statue by Augustus St. Gaudens, placed in Rock Creek Cemetery to honor Clover's memory. The statue, known for its shrouded figure, has long been associated with both beauty and melancholy, much like the woman it was meant to memorialize. The original Hay and Adams homes were eventually demolished, and in 1927, the Hay Adams Hotel was built on the site, designed in the Italian Renaissance style to capture the elegance and sophistication of a bygone era. From its inception, the hotel became a gathering place for Washington's elite. Political figures, foreign ambassadors, and visiting dignitaries all found refuge in the luxurious accommodations, while its close proximity to the White House made it an ideal spot for those conducting the nation's most delicate business. But as the hotel's reputation for grandeur grew, so too did its reputation for something far more mysterious. Over the years, guests and staff at the Hay Adams have reported strange occurrences, unexplained noises, cold drafts in rooms that should be warm, and most unsettling of all, sightings of a ghostly figure, believed to be the spirit of Clover Adams. It is said that her presence is strongest on the fourth floor, where guests frequently report feeling an inexplicable sadness or melancholy as they walk through the halls. Some describe the sensation as though a heavy weight has settled over them, pressing down on their chest, only to dissipate as they move away from certain areas of the hotel. It is in these moments, they say, that Clover makes herself known. One of the most common experiences reported by guests is the sound of soft weeping, faint but unmistakable, coming from empty rooms or from the hallway outside their door. The sound is often described as that of a woman, her sobs carrying a deep sense of sorrow, as though she is mourning something or someone long lost. On more than one occasion, hotel staff have been called to investigate the source of the crying, only to find nothing. The rooms are empty, the hallways deserted. Yet the sound of weeping persists, as though the air itself holds the echoes of Clover's grief. In addition to the mysterious weeping, guests have also reported seeing the figure of a woman in period clothing, moving silently through the hallways of the fourth floor. She is often seen only in passing, a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of the eye, before disappearing into thin air. Those who have seen her describe her as wearing a long, flowing dress, her face pale and obscured by shadows. Though the figure does not appear threatening, there is an undeniable sense of sadness and loss that accompanies her presence. One guest staying at the hotel on a quiet winter night recounted an encounter that left her deeply shaken. She had returned to her room late in the evening after an eventful day of meetings and sightseeing. As she settled into bed, she began to hear the unmistakable sound of someone crying, soft at first, but growing louder with each passing moment. Thinking it might be a neighboring guest, she got up to investigate, stepping out into the hallway. But the corridor was empty, and the crying stopped the moment she opened her door. Dismissing it as her imagination, she returned to her room only to hear the crying begin again. This time it was closer, as though it were coming from within her own room. Frightened, she checked the room thoroughly, but found nothing. The crying eventually faded, but the sense of unease lingered long into the night. It is not only guests who have experienced Clover's presence. Hotel staff, many of whom have worked at the Hay Adams for years, have their own stories of ghostly encounters. One housekeeper, working the late shift, described a moment she would never forget. She had been cleaning one of the fourth floor rooms, preparing it for the next guest, when she felt a sudden chill. The air grew cold, and the hair on the back of her neck stood up, as though someone were watching her. Turning around, she saw the outline of a woman standing near the window, her figure barely visible in the dim light. The woman, dressed in a long gown, stared out the window, her hands resting on the sill. The housekeeper, frozen in place, could only watch as the figure slowly faded, leaving behind nothing but the cold air and an overwhelming sense of sadness. Such encounters have fueled the belief that Clover's spirit remains tied to the Hay Adams Hotel, unable or unwilling to leave the place where her home once stood. Some believe that her ghost lingers out of a deep connection to Henry Adams, as though she is still watching over him, even in death. Others speculate that the tragic circumstances of her life and untimely death have bound her spirit to this world, leaving her to wander the halls of the hotel, searching for peace that eluded her in life. But while Clover's presence is the most frequently reported, it is not the only strange phenomenon that has occurred at the Hay Adams. Guests and staff alike have reported objects moving on their own, glasses shifting across tables, doors opening and closing without explanation, and lights flickering in rooms that have no known electrical issues. One guest, staying in a room on the fourth floor, described waking in the middle of the night to find the curtains in her room swaying as though a breeze had passed through. But the windows were closed and the air conditioning was off. The curtains continued to move for several minutes before falling still, leaving the guest with a sense that someone or something had been in the room with her. Paranormal investigators drawn to the stories of ghostly encounters have conducted several investigations at the Hay Adams. Using electronic voice recorders, thermal cameras, and other equipment, these investigators have captured eerie evidence of unexplained phenomena. In one recording taken on the fourth floor, a faint voice can be heard whispering, "I'm here," though no one else was present at the time. Thermal imaging has revealed sudden drops in temperature, particularly near the areas where Clover's presence is most often felt. In one investigation, a camera captured the image of a shadowy figure standing near the doorway of a guest room, its outline barely discernible, but unmistakable. For all the reports of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical of the Hay Adams Hotel's haunted reputation. Some suggest that the age of the building, combined with its rich history, creates an atmosphere ripe for ghost stories. The creaking of old floorboards, the occasional draft from an aging window, and the power of suggestion may explain much of what guests and staff experience. Others believe that the psychological effect of staying in such a historically significant place, particularly one tied to a tragic story like Clover's, may cause people to interpret ordinary events as supernatural. But for those who have encountered the unexplained within the hotel's walls, skepticism offers little comfort. The sadness that hangs in the air, the fleeting glimpses of a figure from another time, and the sounds of weeping that echo through the halls all point to something beyond the ordinary. Whether it is the restless spirit of Clover Adams, or simply the weight of history bearing down on this elegant hotel, the Hay Adams remains a place where the past is never far away.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.